Just ask everybody please to take their seats. I trust that nobody's in a hurry tonight. It's too important for that, but we're not going to waste time, I trust. But we'll pray with Sue and Lucas right at the end. But do you know, this kind of occasion, I come to it with really mixed feelings. I've tried actually not to think about it. It's like the time when we went to Guatemala, or even sometimes, to be quite honest, this is the way I deal with the funerals of people I know and love. I try not to think about the actual occasion. I just try to keep myself busy doing other things. But, you know, as I thought about this afternoon, I couldn't settle. There was an ache in my heart, you know, but here we are. Sadness, yes, that our partnership in the gospel is ending officially. Celebration of what has happened over the last number of years, but also excitement about the future and the possibilities of the future. One of your favourite songs is Not to Us, But to Your Name Be the Glory. So that's Psalm 115. And we don't want this to become, you know, let's build Lucas and Sue Parks up. But they wouldn't want that, so that's not what we're going to do. But we want to acknowledge certain things. And we as a congregation value your friendship. You have stretched us in our thinking uncomfortably at times. You've challenged us with your view of ministry. And I can say that personally. Ministry, you know, folks, is a lonely occupation in many ways. And I've been a lone ranger for quite a long time. And over these last couple of years, I've had Tonto beside me here, and it's been... And I've appreciated fellowship and unity in the spirit in that. And, you know, at times I know I still had that lone ranger kind of mentality. And I really didn't know how to cope with a staff. And I'm going to have to get increasingly used to doing that. I think, Lucas, you were at your best up front, if you don't mind me saying that. Holiday Club, Rock Cafe and preaching were all highlights as far as I was concerned. I walked out with a man this morning who said, this is the best holiday club he has ever seen in action. And he takes his children to many. He says, it's obvious that this congregation invests time and money and manpower into it. It's the best he's ever seen. And I said, I would tell the people tonight. Rock Cafe, I think the Logos ministry team who go all over our country would say that the way you led the Rock Cafe over the last number of years has been exceptionally good. And anybody who's been involved has been blessed. And your preaching, well, we know that a watch doesn't exist in your repertoire. But I think it was always good to have, you know, a different style. It was always a different style, a different style of preaching than I had. And I think it was good for everybody. But also, of course, not just the upfront work. What about the behind-the-scenes work? You know, this was often unseen. Mostly unseen, let's be truthful. And as a congregation, we're going to have to get used to this. That the second or third members of staff, the majority of their work will be unseen. It'll be on the one-to-one, the mentoring work. And heaven will reveal the blessing that you've been here, and only heaven. The work with teenagers and the 20-somethings, and we have more of folk in that age than ever before, and we believe you had a lot to do with that. As I said earlier on, your example of honesty in the walk of faith has been refreshing. Honesty about your weaknesses and struggles. Your transparency and vulnerability has been refreshing and challenging. Uncomfortable for us who like to overlook our weaknesses and ignore them. You kept on showing us, often with tears, that you are a sinner saved by grace. And that was good for us to see. You developed theologically in your time here. I want to say on public record, and I hope this has been recorded, that he's a sounder man leaving here than he was when he came. However, we still never got the baptism issue fully worked out. But I reckon if I had you for another year, you were coming closer, weren't you? Come up here and admit at least you understand where we're coming from. Yeah. He nodded, just in case you didn't see that. A sounder man leaving. We have appreciated, too, your worship leading, your work with the men's ministry. the Kleiner RE class, for instance, which used to take up probably in around 2.5 hours of my time, you know, getting in, preparation, teaching class, getting back out again, and a cup of coffee as well. Fusion, etc., 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 etc. You modeled courage and faith in the midst of loss and hurt. And one of my saddest times here in Rich Hill was when we had that funeral service for little Addison. And yet you modeled courage and faith. You also lived a non-materialistic lifestyle. And you're called to give up and to go to an uncertain place and an uncertain future is an example of your unmaterialistic lifestyle. But of course, it's not uncertain, is it? It's certain, because God is in control. I believe with all my heart, as I'm sure every member here, that it was God's will that you came to us. And you know what? Despite that ache that I referred to earlier on, I've come to the conclusion, yes, it is time for you to go and fulfill your dream and your passion. Many ways I wish you weren't going, but how can I wish something that's against God's will? We appreciate your sense of call and your courage to go. And I can say, as we quoted from John Ortberg earlier on, your soul is not shriveled. You're chasing your God-given dream. You're making the sacrifices. You're taking the risks. And Lucas Parks and Sue Parks and Avery, keep doing it and never give up. And we've got a little gift here. It's for the whole family, but I'm going to give it to Lucas, and then we have a few things for others. But I want you to come up now and receive that. Lucas, God bless you. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.